اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
Who is the source of this guidance? Have a look at these verses. وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And Allah guides whomever He wishes to a straight path. So the guidance is attributed to Allah over here. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمٍ. Indeed, this Quran guides to whatever is most upright. Here the guidance is being attributed to the Quran. Then we have وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Indeed, you guide to a straight path, referring to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And finally, we have this verse which is talking about a few of the scholars in the time of Prophet Musa. وَمِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ. Among the people of Musa is a nation who guide the people by the truth and do justice thereby. And so we see that this guidance is being attributed to different people or different entities. Is this a contradiction? Well, we know now that once we've established this idea of everything, all goodness originating from Allah, just like when we seek help from Him exclusively, and at the same time we still go to teachers, we speak to scholars, we go to the doctor, all of these guidances and help are still coming from other people, but we realize that these are just different manifestations of Allah. And really, it is Allah that we are seeking help from, and it is He that is helping us. Just like our obedience, when Allah says, for example, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولِ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. There, the obedience that we are performing to the Holy Prophet and to the Imams, it is not independent of Allah. It's not a separate obedience. It is vertically in line with that obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even here, when Allah is telling us that it is, for example, the Prophet that guides, or the Quran, or the scholars that guide, they are all under Allah. They are all manifestations. And He is the real guide, but sometimes He chooses different means through which we receive that guidance. In fact, the prophets and the scholars are only able to guide because they themselves are first guided by Allah. Now, this is an important point. Firstly, we want to see whether this is the case in the Quran itself and see which type of guidance and what's the effect of them first being guided and then guiding others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلِ اللَّهُ يَهْدِي لِلْحَقِّ. Say, it is Allah that guides to the truth. أَفَمَنْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ أَحَقُّ أَنْ يُتَّبَعْ أَمَّنْ لَا يَهِدِّي إِلَّا أَنْ يُهْدَى. Is he who guides to the truth worthier to be followed, or the one who is not guided unless, or the one who is guided unless he He's not guided unless he's shown the way himself. So what we're being told over here is that there is this group of people who are able to guide us, but their guidance is of no independence. Their guidance is not separate to Allah in any way or form. If it wasn't for Allah to guide them first, then they wouldn't be able to guide us. Now, which type of guidance is this? Where Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ فَبِهُدَاهُمْ اِقْتَدِهِ. They are the ones whom Allah has guided, so follow their guidance. We are being commanded to follow their guidance. Is it simply that they've been told what the way is, and they are just passing that message on? Or is it that they have been guided in that second takwini way? So when the prophets and the imams and the righteous scholars are guiding us, it is because they have already been taken along that path first. We are following them not just because they are aware of the instructions and the directions and the laws, rather they have already implemented them into their lives and they have traversed this path. And that is why they know the ins and outs of this path. They know the path completely through their experience. And that is why we are being told that we need to follow these people on the path.